This is our men's champion right now. Come on, everybody, let's bring him in. David Rhodes.
It's definitely going to be a run for me to remember. Being a part of something that honors a lot of people that their lives were changed by the Oklahoma City bombing. There's no
room. Getting excited for Stephanie, Andre.
State record right here. Yes!
Going down the stretch, I could see how close I was. And so all the cheers from the spectators really lifted me up and helped get me there. And you're not moving
anywhere. It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. I'm Sam Mays, along with Kerry Watkins, race director here in Oklahoma City. Kerry, how are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to do this. This has been a very exciting part of the last 5 years of my life as I ran the half marathon here in Oklahoma City. And so to get involved with you guys again this 2020 season, this 20th anniversary of the race, is extremely special for me. So thank you for having me.
Well, thanks. And thanks to Tyler Media for having this show, and to Citizens Bank of Edmond for letting us record the show in the Vault 405. And we're just proud to be here and understand the innovative of this bank and how they bring people along. And we're glad to share this story with so many people today.
Kerry, we have the honor of being in the room with Chet Collier, one of the founders here in Oklahoma City of the Memorial Marathon Race. Chet, how are you, sir?
I'm just great. Thank you, Sam.
Once again, this race experience for me was unique in every way. I have competed in front of hundreds of thousands of people in A&M and Nebraska, and I've played in the Rose Bowl, and I've had some pretty amazing experiences as a media member, national championship games and everything else. So when I got down to Oklahoma City at about 4:30 in the morning a few years ago, I was in shock to see the sheer number of people that were in the streets. And that moment right before the race starts, when we all bow our heads to pray, and there's just complete silence downtown. And the silence is almost deafening, right? I mean, just the moment in itself. And then you remember what we're doing there.
168 seconds of silence.
It's crazy. You remember why we're standing there. Right. And, I mean, I don't know what your path has been to get to this point, but I want to say thank you for everything that you've done to make this the spectacle that it is. And for everybody who has competed in this marathon, I think they would all tell you thank you also.
Well, thank you very much for what I contributed in a small way. I'm pleased to hear you say that. Thank you. You got it.
Chet and a couple other businessmen, David Hill and Thomas Hill, helped create this marathon and came to us right before we dedicated the outdoor memorial and said, we have this great idea. And Chet, I'll let you tell the story. It's a great story of just Oklahomans coming together.
Well, thank you. I'll try to be brief. I'm not known for my brevity.
Me either, Chet.
So, yeah, I had been training a friend that I met at church, Thomas Hill. He wanted to run a marathon, and it had taken us virtually 2 years to get him to the point of being ready to run a marathon. And the Oklahoma City National Memorial was in the news, and we were on a early morning 5 o'clock, 5:30 training run. And we were about 100 yards west of Cassidy, because we'd go over there and run, or we had a 7-mile loop, and he wanted to have a marathon. He's just talking about, we need a marathon. And I just said, okay, if we're going to do the marathon, let's do it for the memorial. That was pretty much my contribution. He stopped. I ran into him. He said, do you know what you said? And I said, well, if we're going to do a marathon, let's do it for the right reason. Well, he saw it just like that it was a good idea. I didn't really realize, it was just
the lightning strike that had just happened.
Yeah. And at the time I was working for one of my oldest, dearest friends at a company downtown called Rick's Exploration. His name's Art Swanson. And so I went down to work, showered up, went down to work, and went down the hall and asked Art what he thought about it, one of the best minds I know, a quick decision maker. And he said, oh, gosh, that's not a good idea. It's a great idea. I said, really? He said, oh, no, it's a great idea. And he picked up the phone immediately and called Bob Johnson, who was the chairman of the memorial at the time. And Bob said, oh, it's not a good idea. It's a great idea. He said, when can you be ready for a presentation? And he looked up at me and smiled and said, how about tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock? So it's just kind of head spinning because he and I had been friends since kindergarten. And when he says it's a good idea, I know this man. It's like, okay, I guess we're going to do this. And he said, I need to, but one more thing I need to do, I need to meet Thomas. And so had Thomas come over. He met him and he said, this is going to work. He said, just promise me one thing, boys. He said, as long as you keep the memorial the focus of the event, this will work. He said, if you let the race become the focus of the event, then it's going to fail. I said, Arthur, I promise you that's what's going to happen. And he said, fine. And he wrote us a huge check, $250,000. He'll be mad at me for saying that. He said, do it right. Do it right. And so the next step was very simply David or Thomas saying, okay, we need one more person to make this happen. I said, who? He said, my little brother, David. And so I went over, met David, fell in love with him. I understood why we needed him because he's just a magical guy that makes things happen. And so the next thing I know, David is saying, what are we going to do? What's going to be – how are we going to make this happen? We're going to make this the best marathon. We're not a destination. We have to be the best marathon in the world. And that was our goal. But before we had finished our morning run, Thomas and I had pretty much laid out the course. We had come up with 168 seconds of silence. And we had the fundamental and we had the banner idea. Those were the three big ideas we had by the time we'd gotten home from our morning run. So at that point, you know, it had legs. Everybody on it, everybody involved, wanted to be involved. The city got behind us. Tulsa got behind us. The whole state got behind us.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Run Radio Show. Sam Mays, Kerry Watkins, having a fantastic time at the 405 Vault. And we're going to get back. We'll talk more about this marathon, what's transpired in the last 20 years and how we got here, and then how we're going to compete this season as COVID-19 has really impacted the way we do things here in Oklahoma.
They have an innate sense of curiosity and a thirst for knowledge. Our next generation of problem solvers are looking for that spark, that inspiration to explore what's unknown. STEM education provides that opportunity, and it's why we support initiatives that show students how rewarding a career in science and engineering can be. Encouraging their ingenuity will help shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jed Friedman, director of the Harold Hamm Diabetes Center, and we're proud to be part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon on this 25th anniversary of the tragedy that changed our nation forever. We are honored to support the marathon as a sponsor and encourage all Oklahomans to remember that exercise of any kind is both a therapy and prevention against diabetes. Best wishes for another powerful tribute as we run to remember.
I started playing softball when I was around 4, and everyone in my family plays it, so it just came natural.
We knew at a very young age that she was going to be quite a talent. She always played up when she was playing with the girls. When she played down with her age group, she played with the boys to make it a little more challenging for her.
The guys that I played softball with never took it easy on me. I definitely didn't want them to take it easy on me either.
Fearless. Kobe's fearless. And it's a tough game.
I love everything about the game.
She fights through adversity and leads by example. Kobe's heritage, like mine, with the Chickasaw tribe, is mainly with family. It's strength. We're brought up that way, to be tough, to play hard, try to excel.
I feel very proud to be Chickasaw. I really do love this game.
See more stories about the Chickasaw people at profilesofanation.com.
Hello, my name is Mark Green, and on behalf of Hobby Lobby, we are honored to be a part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Our Oklahoma roots run deep in this great state, and we know firsthand that through tragedy comes our greatest strength, hope for tomorrow. It's because of that hope we are stronger together than apart, and that is why we are honored to support this great community we call home. Hobby Lobby celebrates with all Oklahomans today.
You did it! We're running in Oklahoma City!
What makes Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi so smart?
Its new advanced technology automatically optimizes data routes around network congestion.
Huh? Meaning you get fast Wi-Fi.
No matter how many devices you have.
So say sayonara to lagging and buffering!
Hey, the more devices you have, the smarter your Wi-Fi needs to be.
And there's no smarter Wi-Fi than Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. I'm Sam Mays along with Kerry Watkins, and we're going to bring in Miss Sue Hollenbeck, Director of Sports Business at the OKC Convention and Visitors Bureau. Sue, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Sue, tell us a little bit about what this marathon means to the Oklahoma City community, both the sports division and just overall the feeling of what it says about our city.
Oh my gosh, this marathon is so important to the tourism department of Oklahoma and Oklahoma City, but also, you know, to the people, the amount of people that it brings in just on a financial level, between 25,000 runners every single state, 7 to 9 countries average every single year, to come into Oklahoma City, see who we are, and to participate in a quality marathon that we put on every year is priceless. And those people that stay the night and everything, you can run anywhere. I mean, there's a million races everywhere. But when you come to Oklahoma City and you run this race, it's just extremely special. And people don't realize that until they do it for the first time, and then they're just blown away.
Sue, I'm sure that volunteers are part of every marathon's race, right, around the world. But I feel like here in Oklahoma City, that volunteer base is just so passionate about what they do. Talk about the people that have to get involved to make this thing work that are not drawing a paycheck from it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm on a committee as well, and our meetings are passionate. Our meetings are impressive. There are so many people that want to be able to be a part of it. So many people ask me how we can be involved. And then if you're part of race day, you see the people that are at the finish line, people that are at the start line, people at the water stops. I mean, it is the Oklahoma standard that started because of this that has morphed into an even more positive and more just a better version of itself, which is the Oklahoma standard. And it's so impressive to see what people do and how they do it and what they want to give to be a part of it and to be a part of Oklahoma City.
So the race being virtual this year impacts hotels and restaurants in Oklahoma City. We hope we're back next year.
Yes.
And that'll be important for all of us with the new convention center,
yes,
new Indian and Scissortail Park, and great way to kind of bring in the new post-COVID era.
Correct. Yeah, we're really excited. So we have a new $287 million convention center that we'll have our expo in across the street from our new Scissortail Park. We're going to end there, a finish line festival. Just the amount of people that is that it'll be able to hold and everything, it's going to be absolutely amazing. We're so excited for 21.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. Kerry Watkins, I'm Sam Mays. Ms. Sue Hollenbeck, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sue.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
Hi, I'm David Holt, the mayor of Oklahoma City. We are so honored you are running the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, albeit virtually. For those of you running right here in OKC, thank you. This year, you can take our marathon far beyond its traditional course to neighborhoods across the city. To those of you running our marathon virtually in other cities, we thank you as well. We are excited you have the unique opportunity to run the OKC Memorial Marathon in your city. We hope the pandemic is behind us in 2021. Whenever that day comes, we look forward to welcoming you back to Oklahoma City for the Memorial Marathon.
It was 25 years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing. But what defines us is our response, throwing aside our differences and showing the next generation how to learn from our heartache. because they are watching closely. Learn more at memorialmuseum.com.
Since 2001, MTM Recognition has partnered with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, designing and producing the medals and awards. This event is very meaningful for us as a company headquartered in Oklahoma City. We are also partnering with the marathon to provide a commemorative coin to those who ran either the half or the full in 2019 and 2020, those who helped change the course of OKC. On race day, we hope your spirits are lifted as you receive your special medal for the run to remember.
As Oklahoma continues to deal with COVID-19, rest assured that Integris caregivers are fully prepared to see you in the office or the hospital. As your trusted healthcare partner, we don't want you missing appointments or ignoring symptoms. So you'll notice curbside check-ins, temperature checks, masking, and as always, continual cleaning and intensified disinfecting. Whether by video, phone, or safely in person, we're ready to see you now. For you, for health, for life.
I'm Andrew Silvestri, head of community affairs for Google here in Oklahoma. Google has been proud to call Oklahoma home for over a decade now. Time and time again, Oklahomans have proven themselves to be strong, resilient, and hopeful. There is no greater example of the Oklahoma standard or the spirit of this community than the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. We at Google are honored to support the participants in this year's marathon, and we are inspired by your effort and dedication to remember the lives lost and forever changed on April 19th.
At Continental Resources, we are committed to the Oklahoma standard. Continental is proud to support the thousands who gather for the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. This race is about more than running. It's an Oklahoma tradition that continues to offer hope to all who run to remember. This event helps empower the next generation of Oklahomans who believe in the future and unite the world in hope. Together, we can make a difference and change the world.
In Oklahoma, you know our weather is tough, but living here, you also know that our people are tougher. And more Oklahomans rely on the Forewarn Storm Team, on air, online, and on their smartphones. Because when you get right down to it, the most important thing to know about our weather is safety, your family's safety. Stay forewarned with Mike Morgan, Emily Sutton, and the Forewarn Storm Team.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. I'm Sam Mays, along with Kerry Watkins, race director here in Oklahoma City, and our special guest, Mark Bravo, who is one of 12 volunteers that have volunteered all 20 years of the marathon's history. Mark is a running announcer and broadcaster and running coach, and Mark is enthusiastic, to say the least, about what we do here in Oklahoma City.
Sam, it's so good to see you. Remember when you conquered your half marathon a couple of years back? And that, as you know, and as you found, was a war of attrition that you fought through and won, like the athlete you are. And it's super to be with you folks.
I was pretty excited, Mark, because I had talked to you prior to running, and you had said, I had heard something about this thing called a runner's high. And I had asked you about it, and you kind of joked around about it a little bit, and it's kind of a myth. But about 5 miles into the race, I thought to myself, this is it. I'm feeling this runner's high thing, right, at that five-mile mark. When I got to the 5.5 mile mark, I was no longer experiencing the runner's high. It ended.
You were over it.
I was over it. I was over it and focused on the race. But it is an exceptional atmosphere. And from the human body standpoint, Mark, I mean, you know better than most, to put your body through something that you've never put it through before and win, right? Regardless of your time is 2.5 hours or 5.5 hours, you've conquered something. You've won something. And at 320 pounds, for me to run 13 straight miles was pretty incredible experience, and I'm so thankful for it because I had done something at the age of 34 or 35 that I didn't know that I could accomplish, right? Even when I started that race, had trained for months, I was like, can I do this? I don't know if I can do this. I've never questioned myself physically before, ever. I can lift it all. I can push it all. I can do all the things, but this was something that I was just unsure of at the starting line, and it was just such a relief to be able to finish, sit down and think, oh my God, I've just accomplished something amazing.
And you have that accomplishment, and I know that feeling in some manner or another for the rest of your life.
Right.
It is not a linear process, as you know, Sam. It's not, I can markedly tell, I got better this week, next week, and the next week. A lot of times it's that way, but It is very cyclical. It's part of the battle won, that you persevere through those times. And as you mentioned, that unknown, because even on race day, the only goal should be finish first. You might be looking at that watch, but it's a win-win. And I urge everyone, take a kinder, gentler approach to the world, to others out there, but to yourself. It is a victory. No comparisons.
I think the best advice I got on race day was, you've put in the work. Now enjoy running your race. And when I got to the starting line and we did, you know, our moment of 168 seconds of silence, and your heartbeat is just racing, and it's kind of full, right? I mean, your heart is full because these people are here for one reason. Like, put the race aside, the moment that we're all having together here in Oklahoma City was bigger than anything. And as the race starts, I have this ridiculous smile on my face, and I'm like, why are you smiling right now? I mean, it's just such a cool atmosphere. And I caught myself gawking around, right? I would say, like, the first 5 miles, I didn't even have music in my ears because I was so caught up with what was happening around me. Other racers, people with these signs on the side of the road.
Amazing.
I had a guy bike with me 13 miles. One of my listeners, he just kind of hung in there, right? He would wait at an intersection for me and cheer me on. Then he would hop on his bike and ride a couple miles ahead, and I'd see him again. And I mean, just a little girl had a sign that said, run, Sam, run. And this is the coolest thing. So exciting. And then I got the Klassen.
And they seem to show up, those signs, those people, when you need it. And
yes,
it's an unbelievable feeling. And in that lies also the uniqueness of this race, Sam. Kerry, of course, you've been to all 20 start lines. And the 168 seconds of silence, I get to, as part of the volunteer thing, go to some expos of various marquee races around the country and see people who have come to our race. They will be our biggest proponents there. I've never seen them in my life. They will say to someone else, whom I've never seen at our booth, you got to run this race. There is nothing like it on earth. My favorite day of the year. Every year, obviously, but to many people, it's a 365-day pursuit, and I think it's like, arguably, no race, no event on Earth.
So let's just talk about that, because in 2020, we've had to go virtual, like every other major race in the country, and this week, people begin to receive boxes on their front porch via FedEx that has their race shirt, their medal, if it's a half or full, a finisher's blanket, their bib, they're in honor of bib. We have received so many great comments about this box that we packaged together. We waited until the very last minute to postpone and in March. And then we were about 30 days out. And then August, we were like, we've got to make a point. We've got to start looking and ironically, COVID was less in April than it was in August. You know, we, in hindsight, wish we could have just run the race in April. But we didn't. We couldn't. So we decided as a team, as a staff, as a volunteer group, we were going to make this the best virtual race runners had, however that was. And, you know, thanks to our friends at the franchise and Sam and our friends at Channel 4 doing a television show. I mean, we've had the opportunity now to put this message out there. And I think the beauty of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon is for the athletes who've been running forever, it's a race in their hometown or a race to come to because of the experience. But Mark, you can talk about this, and Sam, you're an example. For many, it's their first marathon they ever conquer. And they get up off the couch with your coaching and they go run. Either a 5K, they get their kids to run, or they go tackle the half or the full. Give us a little insight on how many people you've seen do that.
Well, a lot of them, Kerry, are doing this for the first time. Oklahoma City ranks as high as any race, I would say, percentage of first-timers. They've heard of the experience. They can go try to get ready for a 5K, a 13.1 or a 26.2-mile run anywhere. But Oklahoma City holds so much more. The hope, the reaching for the future that comes with it that they've heard about. I don't know if anyone disappointed with the weekend. It's always more seemingly than they thought about. So they decide they are going to aspire in many instances to something they might not have dreamed of doing 3-6 months ago. And as we know, we love to have the fast runners. I see a lot of them. I'm an OK runner downtown Oklahoma City, so I see every type of athlete, and that's why I'm doing that. But the real stories are those who maybe never dreamed they could do this. And being at the finish line 6, 7, 8 hours at marathons, especially in Oklahoma City, to see them come through having conquered something they never did. And Sam, you can probably speak, as we all can at some point, mine just a long time ago, on half marathon day, probably you had never gone 13 miles when you towed that line. I usually request that people don't, because there's something special, whether 13, whether a 5K or 26. The moment you step further that in your mind, I've ever gone, there's a particular lift that we can usually use in late in a race, especially because there are many ups and downs in a race. That's part of the victory. So it's just a whole different experience. And again, in Oklahoma City.
And we're excited because for the first time, because it's virtual. Our staff gets to run this race. And so we're excited.
Yeah.
Many are doing the half for the first time. We're excited. Let's take a break and come back and bring Chet Collier, one of the founders, back to the table. And we'll all four sit and recap some of the best memories of the last 20 years.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. Sam Mays, Gary Watkins, Mark Bravo, and up next, Chet Collier.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place.
I always like to stay inside the car. We can be loud and nobody tells us to be quiet.
That is like a super compliment.
Nobody's judging you for what you order. You can get one of everything if you want.
When you're in the truck, it's judgment free.
Hi, I'm Bob Ross with Inasmuch Foundation. Congratulations, runners. You've trained hard and now it's time and time to run. Time to remember and embrace our bright future. As part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, you symbolize strength, peace, and hope. We invite you to visit the Memorial Museum and experience the story of why we run. You'll be changed forever. Inasmuch Foundation is honored to partner with the Memorial Marathon. Thank you, runners and volunteers who make this a run to remember.
Across North America, in small towns and big cities, Express Employment Professionals brings hope through employment, helping people find good jobs, helping employers find good people, guided by a simple promise to be professional and approachable, driven yet compassionate. We're Express Employment Professionals, internationally headquartered and proud to call Oklahoma our home.
People want something to beat this virus. It is important that we do studies like this because we need to find the answers.
I felt us getting back to doing what we're built to do, which is take care of people.
Come together in a way and really work to protect the health and safety of our patients and of our public.
I am excited. I am full of hope for my future.
They're all superheroes. The talent and the heart them people have, they'll always have a place in my heart for what they did for my little girl.
Tyler Media, Oklahoma's media company, and 107.7 The Franchise are proud to be a sponsor of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Today, we celebrate the incredible spirit of the runners and donors who make Oklahoma City a strong symbol of hope and resilience.
Some companies still have HR stuck between employees and their data. Entering data, changing data, more and more sensitive personal data. And it doesn't just drag HR down, it drags the entire business down with inefficiency, errors, and waste. It's ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
With Paycom, employees enter and manage their own data in a single, easy-to-use software. Visit paycom.com and schedule your demo today.
Orthopedic injuries happen when you're active, not when you're just sitting at a desk. That's why you need access to injury care 24/7, and it's now available at the Bone and Joint Injury Clinic at the SSM Health St. Anthony Healthplex in North OKC. Walk in or schedule online at ssmhealth.com/injury clinic. Whether you have a sprain or a broken bone, now you can skip the ER, but not the expertise, at the 24/7 Bone and Joint Injury Clinic at 13401 Northwestern.
There's no such thing as a pretty eater.
You're a pretty messy eater.
I'm more of like a neat eater.
Mm. I work and eat in a car, so nobody can see that.
Oh my God.
How are you guys eating so slow? I'm almost done.
No, you have a giant mouth.
Need a reason to run? There are 168 at the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon.
The Run to Remember is a celebration of life that takes place the last weekend in April. Whether you run, walk, or wheel, volunteer, or cheer, just be here in OKC. We'll be celebrating with a spectacular finish line festival at Scissortail Park. Let's run together in 21. Sign up now at OKCMarathon.com.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To live it away.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. I'm Sam Mays, along with Kerry Watkins, Mark Bravo, and Mr. Chet Collier here in the 405 Vault recording studio. And kind of interesting to be in the room with the three of you, because all of you have been a part of this for the last 20 years. Chet, obviously one of the founders. Mark, you have volunteered all 20 years. And Kerry, you have also volunteered all 20 years.
Just stand back and watch these guys work. It's incredible.
Talk about year one, right, and everything that went into that, and then the 20 years that have transpired, and what are the biggest differences? Like, what were some of the trials and tribulations in year one compared to what you dealt with last season?
Year one, we were petrified. We had no idea what we were doing.
The look on Chet's face right now is incredible. Like, he's like year one. He's having like heart palpitations over here.
Oh, no. It was
reliving.
The funnest thing about year one is we were convinced we had failed.
Day of the race?
Oh, we thought as an organization that we couldn't have had anything more go wrong. And it was just like organized chaos, you know. And David Thomas and I, we ran it. But we had been up all night long, stuffing goodie bags. And so we went out and ran. And it was like nothing that we had planned seemed to be in the right spot. And we were just convinced everybody had a miserable time. We were just holding our heads thinking, oh, no. And then it was just amazing. We started getting emails from people who had participated saying, this is the best race we've ever been to. And we're going, are you kidding me? And then I'm up in Canada, because my daughter was a professional ballerina. We were up in Toronto. And I get a call from Tommy. He goes, you're not going to believe it. I said, what? He said, go get a running magazine. And we were front page. And we were automatically called one of the top 10 marathons in the world.
Holy crap.
That was pretty much my response.
That's year one.
Yeah. We were dying. We were thinking, this is unbelievable. And what we learned was, hey, the organization, as long as you've got a great race course, which we had a great race course, we had great, happy volunteers, lots of water out there. Nobody knows any of the other stuff that's going on, and they don't really care.
Right.
And so we really relaxed after that, and it started to become fun. And I came back. I was in Canada the second year, and then I took over as race director on the third year until the 15th year. But it just – we had more – we had 5,000 more or less. And we had – now we have more than 5,000 volunteers. So the big difference was, you know, everybody got it. They wanted to be a part of it. We knew we wanted to be a volunteer organization. We're all just volunteers. It's like a giant kids
right.
play. None of us are taking anything out of it. Not one nickel has ever been paid to anybody. You just get them more help. So instead of having one chairman for one segment of it, you have two.
Mm-hmm.
Need three, you get three. So that everybody is you know, not overworking. One of the real blessings was also, I happened to be vice chairman of scoring for the PGA Senior Tour Championship the second year of the event. And so the PGA brought and gave us this book of how to organize a golf tournament. And I called Tommy and David and said, you're not going to believe this. They just gave us how to do this marathon. So I took the book over and showed it to them, and we reorganized our event around how the PGA did their events.
Nice.
Having chairmen, and we call it a fingertip organization. So you know, we just check but verify. Everybody had a slot. Everybody had this little – in a perfect world, we figured everybody comes up and does one thing the morning of the event. And we had the greatest volunteers in the world, and Oklahoma City came and made it happen.
And that structure still stands today. I mean, that structure of the chairman, and it's remarkable. Mark has been one of those chairmen. We actually have a dozen of them who have been doing this since day one, which is really remarkable. We get to honor them in a couple of weeks at dinner just to say thank you. But you can see what the gift was that Chet and Thomas and Dave gave us to the Memorial Museum. Because we're not funded by government, that is our largest fundraiser each year. And so they gave us something that will sustain this place for years and years to come.
So as far as the 5,000 runners in year one, how many runners did we have in 2019?
I think last year we did almost 24,000 runners.
5,000 to 24,000 runners. Absolutely incredible. It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. Sam Mays, Kerry Watkins, Mark Bravo, and Mr. Chet Collier. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be back with more right after this.
They have an innate sense of curiosity and a thirst for knowledge. Our next generation of problem solvers are looking for that spark, that inspiration to explore what's unknown. STEM education provides that opportunity, and it's why we support initiatives that show students how rewarding a career in science and engineering can be. Encouraging their ingenuity will help shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jed Friedman, director of the Harold Hamm Diabetes Center, and we're proud to be part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon on this 25th anniversary of the tragedy that changed our nation forever. We are honored to support the marathon as a sponsor and encourage all Oklahomans to remember that exercise of any kind is both a therapy and prevention against diabetes. Best wishes for another powerful tribute as we run to remember.
I started playing softball when I was around 4, and everyone in my family plays it, so it just came natural.
We knew at a very young age that she was going to be quite a talent. She always played up when she was playing with the girls. When she played down with her age group, she played with the boys to make it a little more challenging for her.
The guys that I played softball with never took it easy on me. I definitely didn't want them to take it easy on me either.
Fearless. Kobe's fearless. And it's a tough game.
I love everything about the game.
She fights through adversity and leads by example. Kobe's heritage, like mine, with the Chickasaw tribe, is mainly with family. It's strength. We're brought up that way, to be tough, to play hard, try to excel.
I feel very proud to be Chickasaw. I really do love this game.
See more stories about the Chickasaw people at profilesofanation.com.
Hello, my name is Mark Green, and on behalf of Hobby Lobby, we are honored to be a part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Our Oklahoma roots run deep in this great state, and we know firsthand that through tragedy comes our greatest strength, hope for tomorrow. It's because of that hope we are stronger together than apart, and that is why we are honored to support this great community we call home. Hobby Lobby celebrates with all Oklahomans today.
You did it! We're running in Oklahoma City!
What makes Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi so smart?
Its new advanced technology automatically optimizes data routes around network congestion.
Huh? Meaning you get fast Wi-Fi.
No matter how many devices you have.
So say sayonara to lagging and buffering!
Hey, the more devices you have, the smarter your Wi-Fi needs to be.
And there's no smarter Wi-Fi than Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi.
And when I heard, hurting runs off my shoulder.
It's the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. I'm Sam Mays, along with Kerry Watkins, Race Director. And joining us now, Ms. Jordan Ward, Operations Director here in Oklahoma City.
Jordan, thanks for being with us. It's race morning. People are getting up, getting ready. Tell us what the steps are today through the 18th on this virtual run.
So by now, you already have your 20th anniversary virtual commemorative box. And in that box has everything that you need to perform your virtual race. So now it's your race day, and basically you just pick your day between October 4th through the 18th. You'll pin on your bib, and you'll start your course. So you can use any sort of app or virtual race platform to record your time. You can even use just a plain old watch, and you'll go and you'll run your race. From there, you'll upload your time into our registration platform, and then you'll be on our results leaderboard for the week.
So everyone just, it's an honor system. They time themselves. They go in and enter it on our on your registration page. Everybody knows how to get there. You want to guide them through that?
Yes. So you'll just go to okcmarathon.com. That's going to be your one-stop shop for all of, you know, virtual race details. And from there, you'll just log in your time, and then you'll be good to go. And anyone who does log their time and actually finishes their virtual race will be able to receive a 20% off coupon to the 2021 Memorial Marathon.
So are you guys looking for photos or videos, or like, how do we get involved from a social media aspect while we're running our race?
Yes, so we want to share and celebrate you. So anything that you post, just use hashtag Run to Remember and tag us on social media at OKC Marathon. And from there, you'll be on our community page for the week. And so it's just a way for us to be able to go and see everyone who's participating. We have participation from all 50 states and even a few countries, which is very exciting. You can actually view yourself on those pages if you use hashtag Run to Remember at okcmarathon.com/community.
The cool part about this community page that we developed, Sam, is over the last couple of weeks as people began to receive their boxes, I mean, you cannot imagine how many people posted pictures, how they're gearing up, they're excited. And so we just want that page to continue over the next couple of weeks, this virtual race of showing people celebrating, first-time runners, people who have run all 20. There's about 38 or so who've run all 20 races. We call them the Run Them All Club. And we just want to celebrate all these people. And they would be the first to say, get up off your couch and go try this. And so the exciting part of this race is just celebrating all of us, how we can come together, much like we did in 1995. And if there's ever a time in this country we need to come together, it is now. And so we hope people will just run to remember why we're here and to celebrate life and to just unite and come together.
It's pretty incredible to watch Oklahomans work when it comes to tragedy, right? I mean, we've experienced it in 95 with the bombing, but it's tornadoes and floods and really anything that ever happens here. You get this just pouring of just love, and we want to help whatever it takes. And it's that Oklahoma tough and Oklahoma strong mentality that you love and that you feel on race day, right? Yep. And you're going to feel it at home this year. You just are. In that moment, we have 168 seconds of silence. You're going to get that feeling come over you. And the fact that you guys have done such a great job making sure that we're all taken care of with our boxes and all the things that make it feel like a race day is pretty amazing.
Well, and I think it's also important, and Jordan can talk about this, just to hydrate, make sure you've got support around the course, make sure you're taking care of yourself as you're running.
Yes. So just like you would normally, when you normally come and run our race, we have hydration and we have different snacks and medical all across our course. So just keep in mind as you're mapping your course, connect with your friends and family. If you think that you might need water at mile 12, make sure that you have someone there waiting for you with water. You can carry water in any hydration packs. All of our local running stores have all the gear that you need. It's just important to kind of think through those things as you're running.
Because virtual means we're not out on the course supporting.
Right.
Exactly.
Safety first, right?
Safety
I mean,
first.
No kidding. I mean,
safety
you really first. Have to watch yourself.
Very important.
Abide by all traffic laws. Just be smart. And, you know, there's tons of parks and lakes that you can do your race on. You can also do our course, but just keep in mind to stay on sidewalks.
The other part, you know, like the governor's gotten behind this. He does a relay challenge. You want to talk a little bit about how that's energized people to run the relay?
So the relay is a crowd favorite of our races because you can take anyone from a first-time runner to a seasoned runner, and you can participate in a team. So you can basically run a full marathon with up to five people. It honors the crowd favorite relay race that we have and gives them an additional layer to be competitive. So they have the opportunity to actually beat the governor's time. And so anyone who registers for the relay and creates a team is entered in to win. And so their team will go and they'll run their relay. And then at the very end, when the governor releases his time on October 18th, anyone who beat the governor's team time will actually receive a shirt that says, I beat the gov.
Nice. So. Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Last year we got to go to the mansion and have lunch. This year we'll try to do something fun, but social distance. We got to figure that out. That's still in the works.
Jordan, I got one more for you. Obviously, the staff gets to run for the first time this year. Anything special about your individual race?
So we are so excited to get to participate. You know, it's such a joy for us to get to work the race and put this on with all of our volunteer chairmen each year. But this year, it being virtual and we have up to 2 weeks to complete it, we have staff and chairmen that are all going to be participating. And so I'll be doing the half marathon this year, and I'm going to be doing it with a couple of our staff members and some of our volunteer chairmen who actually volunteer and run the race.
Nice. Good stuff.
Great. Everybody gets to pick their race, and everybody gets to pick their day. And so that's what brings this 2020 Virtual Memorial Marathon to be such a special year.
This is the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. Sam Mays, Kerry Watkins. Big thank you to Jordan Warren for joining us.
Thank you.
Good times never seem so good.
It was 25 years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing. But what defines us is our response. Throwing aside our differences and showing the next generation how to learn from our heartache. Because they are watching closely. Learn more at memorialmuseum.com.
Since 2001, MTM Recognition has partnered with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, designing and producing the medals and awards. This event is very meaningful for us as a company headquartered in Oklahoma City. We're also partnering with the marathon to provide a commemorative coin to those who ran either the half or the full in 2019 and 2020, those who helped change the course of OKC. On race day, we hope your spirits are lifted as you receive your special medal for the Run to Remember.
As Oklahoma continues to deal with COVID-19, rest assured that Integris caregivers are fully prepared to see you in the office or the hospital. As your trusted healthcare partner, we don't want you missing appointments or ignoring symptoms. So you'll notice curbside check-ins, temperature checks, masking, and as always, continual cleaning and intensified disinfecting. Whether by video, phone, or safely in person, we're ready to see you now. For you, for health, for life.
I'm Andrew Silvestri, head of community affairs for Google here in Oklahoma. Google has been proud to call Oklahoma home for over a decade now. Time and time again, Oklahomans have proven themselves to be strong, resilient, and hopeful. There is no greater example of the Oklahoma standard or the spirit of this community than the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. We at Google are honored to support the participants in this year's marathon, and we are inspired by your effort and dedication to remember the lives lost and forever changed on April 19th.
At Continental Resources, we are committed to the Oklahoma standard. Continental is proud to support the thousands who gather for the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. This race is about more than running. It's an Oklahoma tradition that continues to offer hope to all who run to remember. This event helps empower the next generation of Oklahomans who believe in the future and unite the world in hope. Together, we can make a difference and change the world.
In Oklahoma, you know our weather is tough, but living here, you also know that our people are tougher. And more Oklahomans rely on the Forewarn Storm Team, on air, online, and on their smartphones. Because when you get right down to it, the most important thing to know about our weather is safety, your family's safety. Stay forewarned with Mike Morgan, Emily Sutton, and the Forewarn Storm Team.
The Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show, Sam Mays and Miss Kerry Watkins, race director. Kerry, the race is right around the corner. We're excited. The boxes have been delivered. We've got so much to look forward to. What's next?
It's race morning. We are excited. We expect a lot of people downtown and around town in Oklahoma City today. People will be running in all 50 states either today or over the next 2 weeks. I'm going to run in North Carolina next weekend with my family. But today, you've got to go see Gorilla Hill if you're running. The gorilla is up. The bananas are out. And it is raucous over there. It was there last night for a kind of a preview party. I'm just telling you, if you normally run the 5K and you don't get all the way to Gorilla Hill, wrap your 5K around Gorilla Hill today. If you're running the half or the full and you're running our course on race morning, you're going to see Gorilla Hill. And the gorilla is as big and bad as ever. So, you know, I would just say that's one of several great places along the course. There's churches, there's neighborhoods. Take the time to chalk your street, chalk your start line or your finish line. If you want to end at Scissortail Park, you know, write finish and just, I mean, just document your race on social media, because this is the people's race. It is your race. You guys have built this race, and just show us kind of what you're made of and how much fun you're having today.
This is probably one of the things I'm looking forward to the most, is to see the people here in Oklahoma City kind of stick with their traditions, right?
Right.
I know that we can't have a structured race today, but the fact that Gorilla is up on Gorilla Hill and that you are going to see people get out there with their signs and things to support the runners that are running the course that they've run over the last 20 years is pretty amazing. So,
and at the memorial, right out front of the memorial, we'll have a virtual race banner that says virtual start and a virtual finish. If you want to run by and snap a photo, or if you want to use your bib to get in free to the museum, it's a great time to take a photo. It's not the official start line or finish line, but it's a great place for a picture, and you can certainly start or finish it right in front of the museum. We're just honored and grateful for really more than 14,000 runners who are running this race over the next 2 weeks.
So the medal I got a couple of years ago for running the half marathon is sitting very close to my bathroom sink. It's something I see every morning. It's kind of a reminder, just kind of keep on pushing, right?
Right.
During the quarantine and COVID period here, it's been difficult for a lot of people. Mental health is a conversation that everybody is having. And that, to me, is something that just lets me know, hey, you made it through something that you didn't think you could. Now let's go take on this day. Tell me about the Oklahoma Standard Medal that is you can get if you're registered here in Oklahoma City.
Well, if you're running today and you want to run, you want to receive this Oklahoma Standard Medal, which is about service, honor, and kindness, we really encourage you to run the Route 66 Marathon in Tulsa, and at the conclusion of that race, you will get the Oklahoma Standard Medal as part of that package. The other thing I would just say is we've also added two bike races to the race today, and so we did that because of COVID. You brought that up about just getting out and exercising. That was something we saw a lot of people doing, is riding their bikes. Families like mine, like yours, who just get on their bikes and go out and just get some fresh air. Because our numbers were volatile and changing, we decided we'd add a 13.1 and 26.2 race, not typical of bike distances for seasoned cyclists, but we had the medals already made that were in our warehouse when we postponed the race in March. And so we just decided to change the ribbon, and you can ride, you can just come and ride to remember and just can be a part of this race. Bicyclists have wanted to be a part of it for a lot of years. This gives us a chance to test it out and see how serious they are about being a part of the marathon. We've always used them kind of, as you talked about, around the course as, you know, helpers. And so we're excited that we'll have bikers out on their bicycles on their bicycles today and all through the next couple of weeks, just riding the course.
In 1995, I was a seventh grader sitting in class, and we were watching Channel 1. This was a news channel for children at the time that was being broadcasted into homerooms around the country. And I remember Lisa Ling reporting live from Oklahoma City and seeing the bombing and the devastation and all the things that occurred throughout the day. And when I sit here and think about that museum and all the work that goes into it and how important it is for us to go by and remember, you know, I'm just kind of blown away and so thankful for this marathon and the fact that it is financing all the things that you need to keep that place beautiful and looking the way that it should. Pretty amazing that you guys are giving free admission to the museum with this bib. And I would encourage people, I don't care if you've been 20 times, go the 21st, because it's just a reminder there of how strong Oklahomans are, what the city has been through, what the state has been through, and what we've done, you know, since then to become better members of our society here locally and obviously become on the world stage with the marathon.
It's been 25 years since the bombing and 25 years of lessons of coming together. And if we learned one thing over these past 25 years, it's we're stronger together. And in this day and age, we've got to figure out how to put the differences aside and come to the middle and work together for whatever good we're working for. And this marathon's one of those. And we're thankful for all of you who've run the race today.
Carrie, I've got to ask, what's up next for 2021?
Well, we hope we're on the start line right in front of the museum. Time will tell, but our plan is to run a race in person. But we'll rely on the professionals around town and the medical advisors to give us that advice closer to the race.
This has been the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Virtual Race Radio Show. Sam Mays and Carrie Watkins.
Special thanks to Citizens Bank Vault 405 and Joe Costello for the use of the Citizens Bank space today. We're just grateful for the studio and what a great innovative bank in downtown Edmond.
From all of us here in Oklahoma City, good luck, have fun, and stay safe.
Let's marathon.
Now for a little extra motivation, we're going to hear from some of the volunteers and family members of those who were killed. The Memorial Marathon is about much more than running. It's about our community coming together. Volunteer Chairman Lisa Ellis, Mark Hansen, and Susie Bostick have rolled up their sleeves since the very first Memorial Marathon.
We all got together. I remember doing the first goodie bags. All of us signed up for it. We brought our families, we made it happen, and we got it done.
It's very emotional to me. It gives me the pride that I've done something for my community and for the memorial.
I've been with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon from the very first marathon. I have been tied to this marathon because I lost a very good friend of mine in the bombing.
Runners truly understand the meaning behind this race.
Running in memory of the 168, this is one of those marathons you just have to run.
The Run to Remember means that LaDonna Battle Leverett's parents are missed but not forgotten.
That means more to us as families than anything, to know that the world has not forgotten April 19th.
Ryan Witcher, who lost his dad, knows in this 20th anniversary year, this marathon is about looking back and running forward.
You can take an incredibly negative, tragic thing and turn it into an incredibly beautiful and positive thing. And that is exactly what this museum stands for. That's what the marathon stands for. That's what the city stands for.
I always like to stay inside the car. We can be loud and nobody tells us to be quiet.
That's like a silver compliment.
Nobody's judging you for what you order. You can get one of everything if you want.
When you're in the truck, it's judgment free.
Hi, I'm Bob Ross with Inasmuch Foundation. Congratulations, runners. You've trained hard and now it's time and time to run. Time to remember and embrace our bright future. As part of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, you symbolize strength, peace, and hope. We invite you to visit the Memorial Museum and experience the story of why we run. You'll be changed forever. Inasmuch Foundation is honored to partner with the Memorial Marathon. Thank you, runners and volunteers who make this a run to remember.
Across North America, in small towns and big cities, Express Employment Professionals brings hope through employment, helping people find good jobs, helping employers find good people, guided by a simple promise to be professional and approachable, driven yet compassionate. We're Express Employment Professionals, internationally headquartered and proud to call Oklahoma our home.
People want something to beat this virus. It is important that we do studies like this because we need to find the answers.
I felt us getting back to doing what we're built to do, which is take care of people.
Come together in a way and really work to protect the health and safety of our patients and of our public.
I am excited. I am full of hope for my future.
They're all superheroes. The talent and the heart them people have, they'll always have a place in my heart for what they did for my little girl.
Tyler Media, Oklahoma's media company, and 107.7 The Franchise are proud to be a sponsor of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Today, we celebrate the incredible spirit of the runners and donors who make Oklahoma City a strong symbol of hope and resilience.
Some companies still have HR stuck between employees and their data. Entering data, changing data, more and more sensitive personal data. And it doesn't just drag HR down, it drags the entire business down with inefficiency, errors, and waste. It's ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
With Paycom, employees enter and manage their own data in a single, easy-to-use software. Visit paycom.com and schedule your demo today.
Orthopedic injuries happen when you're active, not when you're just sitting at a desk. That's why you need access to injury care 24/7, and it's now available at the Bone and Joint Injury Clinic at the SSM Health St. Anthony Healthplex in North OKC. Walk in or schedule online at ssmhealth.com/injury clinic. Whether you have a sprain or a broken bone, now you can skip the ER, but not the expertise, at the 24/7 Bone and Joint Injury Clinic at 13401 Northwestern.
There's no such thing as a pretty eater.
You're a pretty messy eater.
I'm more of like a neat eater.
Mm. I work and eat in a car, so nobody can see that.
Oh my God.
How are you guys eating so slow? I'm almost done.
No, you have a giant mouth.
Need a reason to run? There are 168 at the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. The Run to Remember is a celebration of life that takes place the last weekend in April. Whether you run, walk, or wheel, volunteer, or cheer, just be here in OKC. We'll be celebrating with a spectacular finish line festival at Scissortail Park. Let's run together in 21. Sign up now at okcmarathon.com.